Welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 315. Spotlight on DC Comics Dark Knights, middle number one, circa 2017. I am
Dark Knights without a K.
Yes, without a K this time. That's a good point. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
And I am Murray Fox.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be covering the first issue, I think, of six. That sounds about right. Of the Dark Knights Metal series and one of many spinoffs and things and stuff and that's coming out of this. I read they're having a Hawkman Found and Batman Lost spinoffs and all kinds of things. So this is it. Spoilers, this came out this last Wednesday. If you are listening this on the Monday after, does that make any sense? No, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so let's go. I was just telling them that one of the copies I picked up has six wonderful covers. The first one we've got, which I'm not really sure what that's supposed to be, a hand, a hook, I don't know, but you got, it doesn't have Aquaman on it. Interesting. I just realized that.
Isn't that his trident?
Yeah, where's Aquaman at? That's weird. I just now noticed that. I was like, well, what's that fork thing doing there? And then it's like, there's no Aquaman. That doesn't make sense. Anyway, it's got Wonder Woman, and it's like Greg Capullo art. You got Green Lantern, Batman doing the vampy thing. He's covering his face, you know. Cyborg, think, Flash, yeah.
I think the cover is like the, metal. I don't know if that surprises you or not. I'm more of a New Wave type of guy. But I think the cover is like the heavy metal hand sign, you know, the two things up and
you know what,
holding, you know what I mean,
that's very possible. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Didn't even cross my mind. I thought it was just stylish.
Then you got
quite stylish.
Yeah, Jim Lee's cover with Wonder Woman. She's kicking butt in her fancy armor that, you know, that Mongo gave her. And next cover, you got John Romita Jr., which I love him on Superman stuff. Him and Mongo are throwing down. And then you got Batman riding a dinosaur with Annie Kubert. And then you got that Dark Knights metal picture that you've seen around. It's got the different Dark Universe Batman symbols with Batman. It's got blood coming out of his face, and he's got axes. And it's kind
of. What is that one? What is that one in the at the 2 o'clock position?
That would be, well, it's probably Aquaman.
No, Aquaman's at the bottom. Aquaman's down there at 6 o'clock.
So that might be Cyborg then?
No, Cyborg is at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. I really don't know. I'd have to look that up. Let's see here. We've got, wouldn't be Lantern. No, Lantern's right there.
Huh. The only one it could be is Superman, but that's not Superman's symbol.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. The next one is Greg Capullo, the same cover but with color, and we're into it. And we're going far back to 50,000 years ago, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And we're seeing, we're reading from the Hawkman's, what?
Suddenly I pictured Mr. Peabody and Sherman wandering through here. I don't know why.
That's fine. Yeah, that's funny. So anyway, you got a lizard and he's huffing it because you can see it. It says huff, huff, huff. He's trying to run. And you got things drawn in the sand. You got the Wolf Clan, the Bear Clan, and the Bird Clan. Lost to History is a story. And we're reading John Carter Hall's journal again. And he's talking about, you know, there was these tribes. A story not about how in these lands during the Age of Stone. Anyway, there was a fourth one that showed up. A dark tribe, unlike the others, one of twisted dreams, dreams turned inside and out. And with its terrible rise, so began the age. Oops, wrong window. The age of metal.
Age of the bat.
So, yes, we find out later that's the Bat Tribe. Hold on here, I gotta mute my phone.
Look, purple blood.
Yes.
No. Well, they're aliens, right?
Yeah, they're doing the same thing that they did in Samurai Jack. All of the everything is a robot, so it's okay to slaughter it. Or, you know, otherworldly creatures. But anyway, in an unknown tale,
it's okay to kill aliens is what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they're trying to kill them, so
speciesist.
Yes. So you somehow Mongol's on Warworld again, and he's captured the Justice League, and is making him fight. And as we look, if you've read any of the Superman stuff, he was one of the ones that was in the Superman Revenge Squad, and he's already got Warworld back. Batman's trying to understand, you know, why? How did he get this so soon? And they mentioned the Brawlians, the Legion back. The Cosmic Boys' home planet. Doesn't make any sense. Mongol was being kept under watch by the Brawlians after his fight with General Zod. How he built a new war moon, and he's Superman's going, hey, just shut up, would you? Just focus. We're getting, you know, we need to beat up, and Wonder Woman's saying we need to win. And he's monologuing, talking about how he has made these armor to keep them from their powers. He got a dust of a few thousand crushed red suns and Superman's some vibration domination boots for the from the Dominators, which is another Legion reference. You have some magical stuff, the Elder Gorgon onto Wonder Woman's, and apparently the newer Toy Man that was the kid that's a friend of the Justice League has been captured, and he's making things to fight the Justice League. And he calls...
I'm going to say this right now.
Yes.
Disliking this whole sequence, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's kind of out of nowhere, but, you know, it's... we get to see a Justice League Transformer, so I'm kind of, you know, willing to take
Voltron.
A little bit.
No, yes. Voltron.
Yeah, that's right. Voltron. It's closer to Voltron. And he says he calls it Fulcrum Abominus. And, you know, he's... Mongols, you know, hey, you know, we're doing the Roman gladiator thing. And then you see these robots come out, and Flash says we're fulked, which is kind of a dumb thing. And Wonder Woman's calling the shots. She's saying Aegea formation, which they're getting all their backs to each other and fighting these things. And these are, looks like they're designed, they look a lot like the Justice League themselves. And
it, oh, I hadn't noticed that. That's
yeah, they got the colors and everything. And the crowd's screaming, do not run, pain is fun. Which is, it kind of rhymes. So anyway, you got this fight, and Batman's like, Cyborg, can you hack this? Like, I already tried. They're built, each built to our specific, and he's getting whooped on.
Like something Kirby would have been on Apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly. Lantern's like trying to get Aquaman to do something because he says the gauntlet's micro black hole is killing my rings, and he's, you know, getting nailed. This is it, my half strength, and he, because he's got gauntlets that are made of pit glass from the fires of Apocalypse, the heat is, you know, he's at half strength. So she's saying mine has a Cassandra engine every move I make. Anyway, they're trying to fight these things. They only go for the flesh.
They're built by Toy Man.
Yes. He's trying to get them, you know, they mentioned, like, can we try to get them to knock our armor off? And like, nope, they're not doing that. They're not going for it. Batman's like, you know, says, everyone back in formation. Hefito this time. And Batman's struggling. Affirmative, back to you. And he sees something. Playing a hunch, and he reaches into the mouth, and he's laughing almost. Everyone follow my lead. So he sees a button on the inside. He just realized that Toy Man, and it, well, of course, it doesn't quite look like it yet because he's getting all garbled with some kind of cord and sucked into the robot.
And it looks like it hurts.
Yes, it looks like it hurts. Oh, and Flash makes a nice little reference to Aquaman's hand from the 90s, because that's what the editor says. It talks about his harpoon hand, and he says, "See the 90s, Eddie Entei." Which one of the little reviews I said, it's like Barry Allen wasn't around in the 90s. He was dead, so how did he know about it? But, you know, this is kind of a new universe here, guys. Okay, so just chill. Anyway.
Well, and also that's it's a cool callback, and yeah. Then that opens up a whole new storyline over that they could do in Aquaman is how did he go from, how did he get his hand?
Yeah, that's true. They could do that. So Batman's like, you know, follow my lead. And he says, damn it, follow my lead. And that's what they start doing. They do whatever they got to do to touch the button on the inside and hit the signal that's inside. And Lantern's like in pain. He's like, this is why we vote on strategy. Good plans, they don't hurt this much. It's tearing into my, Somebody else will holler at Cyborg. And he's like, quiet. Listen to me. Be calm. Let it happen. It's all in the name. Fulcrum Abominus. Abominus. Like something that defies the order of things. And Fulcrum from the late Roman period. A warrior formation cry made from deep in the throat. A call to lock shields. He would know that kind of stuff. That's why I love Batman. Even though he's an ass sometimes.
He knows everything.
Yes, he is the smartest of them all. Tormund was giving us a clue. His way out of this. A trick he played on Mongol. What trick? Why are these things absorbing us? I know this cry. It means come together as one. Come together as one. What? Metal? One warrior.
Together.
Bruce, please tell me you're kidding. That's why I was like, please tell me you're not. Because if what you're saying is what I think you're saying, and Batman goes, the crowd wants war. Let's give them war. And then you see the Justice League Megabot with all the pieces together. One's got a claw. One of them's got a flamethrower from Cyborg's side. Batman's the head, of course. Superman is the chest.
And Green Lantern is the crotch.
Why, yes, he is. That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Green Lantern is the dick.
Yeah, that fits, actually. So, wait a minute. Wow. She must be the other arm, then.
Wonder Woman, yeah.
Okay, got it. I missed that whole Green Lantern thing, but you're right. You can even see a little little green circle there.
Oh, it's his.
Yes.
He's Lance Armstrong.
And Mongol's like, oh, crap, I'm getting out of here. And they're saying, do not run. Pain is fun. And he's basically taunting them. Simpleberry says, wait, why do I have to be the foot? Simpleberry, so you can kick his. And then they switch to the DC... comics event, and then you got two pages of stuff.
Of credits.
Yeah.
Two pages of credits that could have been done on half a page.
Yeah.
By the way, was that not completely out of character for Mongol to run? Mongol would never run.
Mongol would rather
be killed than run.
He said no, not now, so maybe he wasn't ready, so.
Yeah, I'm.
Or maybe it wasn't Mongol. I don't know, but you're right. He would have fought him.
That sequence wasn't even worthy of Silver Age. I'm sorry.
It was interesting. So they're flying back.
I did.
Well, there's lots of things that are about this series, but it's still kind of cool because it's just so out there, you know?
All the metal stuff, the little ways the shields were made or the armor was made, that was cool. And Mongol is cool. And fighting giant robots as a robot is cool.
And I find this interesting. All right. You got, and I didn't really notice it until now, but so you got Green Lantern is using his ring to make a ship. And then Cyborg and Flash and Batman are in it. Of course, Batman's in the quote-unquote pilot seat. But you got... So Green Lantern and Superman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman are out in space, but they have filter masks on. So I guess Aquaman can survive in the depths of the ocean. I guess he can outstand space as long as he's got something to breathe. I don't know. That didn't quite make sense to me. But anyway, they're talking. He's saying, you know, Batman's get ready, approaching in 30 seconds. You know, you do know you're not flying that thing, right?
That was good. I like that.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I chose to write outside the ship in cold, dead space. And, like, giving him a bunch of shit. I like my folks joke, Flash saying to himself. Anyway, Batman, what you said about the Brawlians, you're right. They wouldn't lose track of Mongol unless something seismic was going on. Does that have to do with anything you've been investigating? Why you came to the fortress? What happened in the cave? Batman, Bruce, and he's ignoring him. Hey, listen, I know you've been going through a lot, lady. If you want to, I'm not ready, he says, which, you know, perfect Batman style. Fine, just know that. I wasn't talking to you, Clark. All right, Alfred, ready now. Connection's secure. What is it? Sir,
so he's like totally blowing up his Justice Superman. League teammates.
He's
really digging it up in it.
Yeah, he's got it in his head that only he can handle it, and he gets that way. He even hides things from the family, which the Duke even said that. Even we're to keep the family out of here right now. When one of the other ones that we read, so Alfred's like, sir, thank God, I've been using every possible line of communication. And he's like, whoa, slow down. It's Gotham, sir. What about it? I'm afraid you're going to have to see it for yourself. And then they get there, and there's a two-page spread and a beautiful one at that. Greg Capullo's art is awesome. There's a... Whoa. Hello? Oh,
sorry. Hang on.
Hello?
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 You've got mail.
It's the Shorts of the Month Club. We want to renew your subscription. See, that'd be perfect for Murray.
Keep going.
Okay, so you got this wonderful double-page spread. Everybody's standing there. There's a big old mountain in the middle of Gotham City. We got Dark.
Gotham has been devastated again.
Yeah, they're going to kick it out of the United States again if it'll be careful. You got dark lightning everywhere. They evacuated the area, and you see the Justice League standing there. And I absolutely love the new outfit. I really do love the new Batman outfit with that symbol. I love it. And with the purple and the inside of the cape, just like the original. I mean, literally the original was like that. So they're talking, and, you know, we all tapped into the Watchtower's warning system. Bruce there was no signs. There are always signs, Diana, and we just didn't see them. Anyway, they're talking about it, and Superman is hitting it with some x-ray and telescopic vision, I'm sure. There's a bunker of some kind inside, and it almost says Flash, but Flash is already taken off. Don't like the stripy things that they did with Flash's costume, though, unfortunately. It looks way too busy. Anyway, he's like going door, 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 door. Oh, there it is, big door. Says, Vic, I'm sending you the image, and you see what looks like an hourglass. With sand going
challengers.
Through.
It's the yes. Challengers.
The Challengers. Boom, boom, boom. That's one of the things I loved about this.
And I love it, when he scans it and it comes up unknown.
Yeah,
unknown.
Exactly. Man, look at subtle. All this. What is it, some kind of lab? Possibly. The technology is strange, though outdated in materials, but advanced in design. That's Batman saying that. I think that's strange. Jill's right. This whole place is crackling with some kind of energy my sensors can't quantify. It's like off the electromagnetic spectrum. Maybe there are answers inside that, and there's this, like, big old space pod. There are no engines for flying, which begs the question again, what the hell is this place? So they're inside, and you see this thing, and you can kind of see silhouettes of people, and they're talking about that. This must be the core. I can feel the energy coming off it myself. Me too. My God, there are people in there, Superman says. Five of them. Some kind of cryo. He says, Batman's like, yeah, the readings are troubling. And, yada, yada, yada. There's a lot of talking here, guys. I'm trying to summarize. Cyborg's like, hey, you know, that energy's scaring me and getting stronger by the second I feel it. And you see what we know as Red Tornado, which I believe this is his first appearance in our continuity, the new rebirth thing. If I can activate him, we might be able to figure out what's going on here and where these guys have been.
Because they don't know who he is.
No, they don't know him yet. They haven't met them yet. Well, wherever they are. See, that's one of the reasons I like this a lot, is these little callbacks like this. So anyway, well, wherever they are, it wasn't good. Look, and you see us. It's chasing us. Run. And it looks like it's done in blood. All of a sudden, Black Hawks show up. Stop! You there! Step away from the sea pod now.
52 Blackhawks.
Yes.
And this is the new 52 Blackhawks.
Yes! Yes! And mm-hmm. I am shocked by who Lady Blackhawk is. And she's just like, she's called Lady Blackhawk. And he's telling, you know, telling the rest of them, keeping him up to, pardon me, up to snuff there, or up to speed. She runs the Blackhawks, some kind of damn covert anti-apocalyptic team. Okay. They've been watching me. I've been watching them, learning their secrets. And it's a call out to All-Star Batman number 6 through 9. And believe me, there's plenty you still don't know. And why should I listen to you? And she says, because I'm not just Lady Blackhawk Batman. My name is Kara Saunders.
Kendra.
That's right.
We were just talking about her a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we were. And you don't know me, but I know all of you. So I need you to come with me now. So basically, she tells him, "Hey, this full invasion. You need to come with me. I need. It's been going on. It's been planned for centuries, and I need to show you." So they go off, and I assume that's supposed to be Blackhawk Island, obviously, but yep. They got dinosaurs on that island. And she says, I'll show you everything I know. They're in an island in the South Pacific. Not Fantasy Island, mind you, because I did not see anybody screaming, the plane, boss, the plane. So she's telling them there are places on the planet that lie outside of the normal math of things. Some exist at what we believe are phantom frequencies. And she's talking about spots where cosmic energy conducted through the Earth's metal core, metal again, cancels itself out and creates a kind of static that disrupts space-time. A hidden pocket, some are magic-induced, some are naturally occurring. And they mentioned Dinosaur Island, Themyscira Scutaris, which is, I think that's the first time we've heard from Warlord in Rebirth. And of course, the Nanda Parbat, which is very prominent in the Green Arrow TV, or the Arrow TV series, but one of those places that Batman went to train.
It's also where Deadman hangs out.
That's right.
From, yeah.
And she says Blackhawk Island, and this is really cool what he's done here. So you're standing there and they're all talking to her, and in the background is a gold statue of Hawkman, believe it or not.
So, Golden Age Hawkman.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And Superman saying, you spoke of an invasion, Kendra. You promised to tell us who was behind it every minute we spent in this place. And she says, this place is your only hope, Superman. For many years, it was a base of operations of a great detective of history, also named Carter Hall. And you can see she's looking at a bunch of artifacts. I couldn't identify any of them specifically. I don't know. But anyway, she says Hawkman, and they can do a close-up, and our story sounds crazy. But anyway, kind of recants that we've been reincarnated, we stabbed with a dagger, and we've bought many lives, and so on and so forth. The stuff that we've seen in the other issues of this that we've read. We fought together as partners protecting evil, so on and so forth, and she picks up a fragment of Nth Metal. This fragment is one of the last pure pieces left in the universe. It's the only material capable of giving vastly different powers to those who possess it. Eternal life, flight, mystical vision, it defies all rules of science and magic. And all this is where it gets weird, people. And at certain times...
I think we're going to see one of those situations, though, where they say it's one of the last fragments... Like kryptonite, all of a sudden it's going to, there's going to be, oh, this is the last fragment. No, this is the last fragment. No, and so on.
Well, it's that Nth Metal. They really haven't tied it together until now, but that's what's in all, you know, supposed to be in, which they are going to call Duke the Signal. He's getting his own, it was supposed to be an ongoing, but they changed it to a 6-issue.
Good, because it has a stupid name.
Yeah. And at certain times, it broadcasts a strange kind of energy. So she's talking about all the stuff that's been going on. And as you see a picture in the background of the original Blackhawks, and, you know, it's like we felt in that mountain. That's what the broadcast was. And you're seeing one of the Starmen. I forget the guy's name. She talks about it.
Will Payton.
That's the one.
Will Payton. That's right. He was – oh, my God. What era was he? He was pre-Jack.
Yes.
He was like,
he was in between that and the Alien one, I think. I actually had the first issue of that series, 90s, and I never.
Yeah.
2000s.
He was one of the extreme characters.
No, you know what?
I think so.
He was. He was before that because he was like around the time that like Sword of the Atom was getting, not Sword of the Atom, but the Atom, the Power of the Atom was getting rebooted. And...
Yes, yes, I remember.
Oh, this was all post Zero Hour, right?
Post Crisis. I don't know if he's post Zero Hour.
I don't think he's post Zero Hour.
No, because Jack Knight came out of Zero Hour.
That's right.
You're right.
That's right. I know. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was the one series that came out of Zero Hour that I followed.
I think that's the only one that lasted at all, too.
Books of Fate. Books of Fate. Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she's talking how he found warnings.
I was the one fan.
Oh, sorry. The one person.
Yes, that was me.
So, you know, we're looking at – I really, really, really love this book because of all the callbacks and all the stuff that they – New 52 said. That shit didn't happen. Here it is. They're slipping it back in. It's different, but it's they're bringing it back a little bit at a time, and I love it with the Kira Saunders.
Look at the metal man there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm getting to. She's talking about how he, you know, he found warnings and he got people together that would help him. Over the years, he recruited the best people who could to find his search. Pilots, heroes, inventors, adventurers who would challenge the unknown with him. Now, for those of us that have been reading DC for a long time, we recognize some of these people. Tio Maro and... he's the one that
Will
made
Magnus.
Will Magnus. That's the one I couldn't think of. Yeah. Tio Maro did the Red Hood. Red
Tornado.
Hood, Red Tornado. Excuse me. I was just reading something with the Red Hood in it.
That's a total revamp. If Tio Maro did the Red Hood, mm-hmm. he's planting the Joker.
But remember, Tio Maro is still around, though, even now. He's one of those mm-hmm. ones that's in that Red Room with Cyborg's dad.
With the half-ass rebooted.
Yeah.
No. He's in the half-ass Cyborg series. He really is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't read that since like the third issue. You got the Metal Man in the background with Will Magnus. And for those of us that have, you know, at least know of the Silver Age, you have Red Tornado is standing there with the Challengers of the Unknown. They lived on borrowed time. Mm-hmm. It's a Jack. Is that
Look
a Kirby
at that.
Thing?
They give, yeah, they're a Kirby creation. They give Red Tornado prominence, and then they push poor old Red off. Like you get to see his ear. Mm-hmm. Red, who's an actual challenger,
yeah.
you get his ear, and Red Tornado gets to like photobomb the.
Yeah.
The
yeah, but it's. Yeah. I think it's a callback to that panel a couple pages ago where he's. They've got the pod with the five of them in there. I mean,
it's obviously the Challengers. Tornado was standing there, turned off. So
somehow they're connected.
Yes, Hal is whispering to Cyborg, and he says, "Sai, you're shaking. That energy, it's even worse
right
here."
Back. Okay. Be right back, guys.
Okay.
Cheers.
This is a predetermined break for him. He's, you know, had anyway. He'll be back. It's even worse here. Something's getting closer. Cyborg says. So Saunders continues, "We fought over it, he and I. Not long ago, he felt his team was ready to get answers, to travel to the other side." "Stop being cryptic," Superman says. "What are you getting at, Kendra?" So she actually, and talk about a meta here, but you bring out, that she brings out the picture of the multiverse that Grant Morrison made for his multiversity. Literally that picture. And she's saying, "This is a map of what we."
I know.
I love that. It is the actual map. It's so meta. It's amazing. So she says, "This is a map of what we believe to be our multiverse, not just our universe, but all the universes made of matter and antimatter in existence. We know of 52. We believe it to be a set number, and even that bringing that number in is like it's so meta. It's awesome." We just whipped out the Grant Morrison's multiverse from map for multiversity, and we were talking about how meta that is.
Yes.
So she's talking about it. The energy coming through the metal, Carter couldn't trace it to any known universe on this map. in Barry saying, I've studied the multiverse for years, and that's all there is. There's nowhere else for it to come from. Is there? He asks. She says, no, unless it came from here. And she turns the map over, and this is what blew my mind. What he starts explaining. All I see is the back of the map. Until recently, that's all of us saw. Everyone believes building blocks of reality were matter and antimatter, but not long ago, astronomers discovered a third material. And the scary thing is, it turns out dark matter and dark energy actually make up the great majority of our universe, the stuff we can't see or feel, kind of like Kirby dots.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway, a little drink break. So she's saying, so now look at the map. Imagine nth metal connecting us to a realm much older and much vaster than ours. An oceanic subconscious realm our tiny multiverse floats on.
Wow. And you know, and I gotta tell you, I think that this is one of those ideas that Grant Morrison is like, oh my God, I wish I'd thought of that.
I think so. Yeah, I just love this kind of stuff. So Barry continues, if this is true, it would change everything we know about everything. What proof do you have? Proof. Ha! You sound like I did. Carter sent a team to prove me wrong. The entire mountain was ripped out of reality. The last transmissions we got from them were screams. Screams about whole worlds of nightmare of evil. Please to shut the door and never open it again. And you see a close-up of Red Tornado. And a warning from Red Tornado just before we lost contact. A warning about a thing down there, he called it. A great dragon. A beast that prowled the dark in a name. What name? Carter had a journal, Batman. It's been lost ever since we followed the Challengers into the dark. But I searched the clues he left here, and I found is a record of a beast seen in visions, transmissions through high metals, and or original being, matter, antimatter, and now darkness. And it's going through there, talking about dark tribes, enemy of birds. Modern name comes to the words of Barbarus and Aeus, foreign mental, Barbatos, she says. And Batman whispers to himself, Barbatos. Now, she keeps on talking. If you look at her pushing, putting her finger on that script, doesn't that look familiar? It looks like something out of the Legion. That's the first thing I thought of. That script, the script she's looking at. Anyway.
The print?
Yeah. It comes through a human doorway. Legend has it, she says, some treated with five divine medals by its followers. Medals off the periodic table. A hero whose nightmares it collects as its army. So the name, Barbatos, how do we stop it? Wonder Woman asks. And they're going over and over. Because I found another word that come up from over and over with mentions of Barbatos. A traveling vessel. Reference to the wagon that would carry the beast here. Wagon, the root of the name Wayne. Batman, the one who let him in. Superman's, ooh, hang on. The theory is that being as old as the universe has been targeting Batman for thousands of years from a dark multiverse. And he whispers, please tell me this isn't what you've been investigating. Batman's like, so next thing you know, they're pulling guns on him. I'm sorry, Batman, but after Carter's mistake, I destroyed my wings and devoted my life to ending nth metal. It's my mission, and now today's Challenger's Mountain appears on your home turf with... And then Tornado's like, the door! You open the door! And he busts out of his... They had him in a tube. And he's, I warned you! And he's using his tornado powers on him. He's coming! He's coming for us all! And she says, Batman, he must have triggered Red Tornado all to the nth metal. Where is it? Let me get this straight. You brought us here, did all this so you could trap Batman? That was your plan? Hal Jordan's saying, it's like, are you stupid? You obviously don't know him very well. Guy probably had a ride ready the moment we landed here. And I can promise you, and the next thing is, it's something state-of-the-art. So he's right. So you show him in, he's riding a dinosaur.
Very state of the art.
Yeah, quiet, boy, quiet. Alfred, I got what I came for. Ready to hyper sub. So, then you... I just love it. I just love Batman. I'm sorry. Send the hyper sub fast, and you see stuff from the journal again, and he's talking about a shot fired from the dark, something to tear a hole in reality. And then, what are these premonitions? You see Dr. Fate looking at some kind of crystal ballish thing, and up at the top, and kind of a triangle formation. And you see in the bottom left corner, you see what in? I don't know.
Steel?
I think it's steel. Yeah, it might be, or it might be one of the metal men, but I really couldn't tell. And then you see the egg that is Plastic Man with a cartoonish exclamation point. And he's saying, and then a dark energy pours into the world, a vision still dark. Visions of these attuned to the power of the nth metal, a glimpse of what's coming, a dark army, which the army we already know are different versions of Batman from the Dark Multiverse. So Batman's back at the Batcave, and he's looking at the nth metal. The journal continues, on its way here to find the one Barbatos has been after all these years, the Wagon of the Dark Horn God, son of the House of Wayne. Alfred's trying to talk him out of it. He says, please, Alfred, I'm close to the answers, and we're running out of the false energy signatures I left behind. Won't fool the league for long. I need to protect him. I need to protect everyone. See, that's why he justifies being a dick, because he's, you know, nobody else can handle this but me. So he's looking at the nth metal, and he's saying, I've never seen a pure sample, not since before the Purge, which I don't, the Purge, I'm not exactly sure if that's been mentioned before. The dark energy. I read all the Batman stuff, and I don't remember what he's talking about, so there's something else going on. The dark energy coming through it, incredible. It must be why the Brawlians weren't watching Mongol. Brawl is heavily magnetic. There's another Legion callback, Brawl being Rock Kryn, or Cosmic Boy's home planet. Imagine if we look at the planets at planets with heavy metal cores, we'll find these damn signs we missed. Sir, look up from that. Something's happening. And he's looking at the structure, and it looks like, a, I don't know, it's like a hollow sphere with whole, you know, almost
like... It's like one of those toys. Those
yes.
Toys, you know, where you put the ball, you pull it together, and then it goes yes. flat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the journal says, and if Wayne has been prepared by the Judas tribe, the agents of Barbatos have set in motion its coming. The Judas tribe. I don't know what that is. You see, you're running Lizard again. And it says, there will be no running from him. No running for any of us. And Alfred's like, listen, it's like a tuning force. Yes, it's coming from upstairs. That must be where he has the thing. Oh, wait, no. I forgot. You see a scene. It's like a crashed rocket and a bunch of massacred people. Barbatos has been after this target since the dawn of man. It first saw him in a final moment of crisis. Ooh, which one, though? Anyway, so they show the clock upstairs, and now if you're reading this, a second moment is upon us. Batman's following the humming sound, and the journal continues, I have left this journal for you in your house, the house of the family I trust most. Turn from the tribe bat to tribe bird. The Waynes left it in a secret place that will make itself known to you through metal. Should I be wrong? Should energy from the dark rise to foretell the coming of Barbatos? You may feel it coming already. You may have felt it your whole life, watching, shaping from the dark final case. I give the journal to you for a single reason. And he stands there, he follows the hum, and there's a bat symbol there drawn in yellow outline here in the study all this time. He's saying to himself. And the journal continues to say that I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was wrong, and I'm sorry for everything coming. But tonight I still have hope that you will never find this book, that it will stay hidden. Now I venture into the dark myself, explorer, detective, proud member of the tribe of Bird. I follow the first great dream of the true tribes, signed Carter Hall. And he pulls the thing loose, opens it up, and he starts looking through it. The Journal of Carter Hall. My God, so it's all true. And this was another surprise. He turns, looks behind him. And it's, he goes, yes, it is. I am the dream of the endless. And I have come to tell you this nightmare has only just begun. And Batman's like, what the? Now, who is that again? I looked it up, but then I forgot already.
Daniel.
Yes, son of... Hawkman's grandkid, son of Hector Hall and Lita Hall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I did not know that. I know he's a Sandman character, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, he's now the new Sandman.
But oh, that's right.
He's also,
like Murray said, yeah.
Grandbaby to Hawkman. Wow. And if Earth 2's back in play, grandbaby of Wonder Woman.
Hmm. Oh, damn, good point. Good point.
Wow. Boy, they're really pulling out the stops, dude. And that was freaking awesome. I'm sorry, it was. Yes, there were some problems and, you know, a little bit of things. Right. But
it was the perfect comic, Murray.
I wouldn't call it perfect.
Is that what I said?
No, you said there were no problems.
Yeah, no problem.
I wouldn't call it perfect. Oh, I loved it. I wouldn't call it perfect, but it's definitely one of my favorite comics of the Rebirth because of all the callbacks to the original. It's great stuff. It really is. I love it.
I liked it. I don't know if I want to see more DC heroes in the coming issues or if I want to see it just remain focused on the Justice League with, like, I don't know. Part of me wants to be like, pack everyone in there. Get every little character in there that you can. And the other part of me wants to be like, we don't want the story to be overstuffed. Like, it's pretty stuffed as it is, but
yeah,
I want to see it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be good. I really like it. They did a real good job on it. Just enough mystery to keep you guessing. And Batman's always one step ahead of everybody, which, you know, is my favorite way for Batman to be. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm a big, as we all know, I'm a huge fan. So, but yeah, that's it. I mean,
I don't know. I like the other ones better. I like the Forgeon casting better, but yeah. I will give this time, of course.
Oh, yeah, this is only the first.
Sure, you will give it 6 issues.
6 issues plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 15 crossovers and spinoffs.
Yes, there are quite a bit.
I don't know about the crossovers and spinoffs. I'll play those by ear, but yeah. I'm definitely in for the mini. The mini for sure.
I'll check out the Hawkman one, of course.
Hawkman found, yeah.
Did you say this thing goes all the way into February frickin' Airy?
Yeah, what's that checklist at?
All the way to Valentine's Day, in fact.
Yeah, it does, yeah. The last issue comes out. Teen Titans 12, yeah.
Hmm?
When is Jeff Johns' rebirthy stuff supposed to start?
I don't know.
Is that later this year? After this. Like, that's not November coming up. That's November after.
I thought it was October. November this year.
Is it? Is it
really? The countdown stuff?
Oh,
yeah, that whatever's coming after Rebirth.
Yeah, that's a countdown. Good
question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, 28. What year are we in?
Oh, you know what? I don't know
where we are.
I think I know what that.
You're the bat.
The unknown symbol. It's the Joker one, I think. There's that one coming out on 11/15, the Batman Who Laughs. That might be him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because these are like all, you know, Batman themed Justice League members. Well, you can't have a Batman. We've already got one, so the man who laughs.
Right.
He's really, really a dick.
Yes. Yeah, Batman the Murder Machine. Or is that one of those? I don't know. I'll have to
Murder Machine up. Would be Cyborg.
Yeah. Good point.
Hey, I have to bail, guys. You guys go ahead and continue. Thank you for choosing this one. As always.
Yeah,
and
I think. I'm out.
I will talk to you guys next week.
All right, later. I'm going to wrap this up as soon as you go. Anyway, that is it for this week. As always, you can send us an email on podcast at talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on Facebook and, stuff and things. Maybe things will happen there too. Or you can send us a blah blah blah. What was the last one? Oh yeah, comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. And we are out.
Alrighty.
Awesome.
Enjoy your week there.
You too, sir. You too. Take it easy.
Do.
All right.
Yep. Bye bye.
Later.